Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Offsides! 19 Black jumped in the neutral zone, causing the offensive player to move. Had to be 5 yards, still third down.
And take a look at this on the replay. You can write down the line here. Oh, switched away. But take a look at when he hops.
Right there.
Yep, in the neutral zone. Pegasus knew it. He was hitting his helmet after they called the penalty. A couple of the Cowboys players didn't agree, but Pegasus said, yep, nope, I was there.
And it makes it a much easier third down for the Raiders. Now it opens up both the pass and the run.
Twin receivers each way on a third and three, under 4 minutes to play in the first half. Locke, he's just going to run with it. Locke will get the first down and slide down. And a little bit of an extracurricular going on. Raiders got the first down up to the 41, but they may be moving back after that first down as Chenault Carey took exception to something going on.
Yeah, but you really can't do that if you're the Raiders. We mentioned the penalties last week, and they haven't been as much of an issue, but still a pretty big problem so far in the first half. But yeah, you really can't have
over.
That.
We have unsportsmanlike conduct, number 67, Black. That'd be a 15-yard penalty. Replay, no. It was
dead ball, so it should be a first down for Racine because they got enough for the first down to the 41 and then a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah, the other aspect of that play.
Okay, after the play was over, we have unsportsmanlike conduct, number 67, Black. The first down was achieved, so it'll be 15 yards marked back, and then it'll be first down Racine.
So it'll be first and 10 Raiders at their own 26 now as Chenault Carey, you can see his teammates on the sideline saying, hey, you just can't do that.
Yeah, but the other aspect of that play, Locke, showing some really good vision. I don't think that was a designed quarterback run. He just kind of saw the opening in the defense, a massive hole that he could drive a semi through, and he just took it for the first down.
Two receivers each way for Locke on a first and 10 now, back at the Racine 27-yard line. Hayes to his left, and now we have a timeout. Apparently the Cowboys coach wants an explanation. Thought the explanation was a good enough one over the public address system.
Yeah, and that's the last timeout of the half for the Cowboys. Or it should be.
Well, I don't think they called timeout. Oh. He's just asking for why it is a first down, I think, is gotcha. What he's asking here. It is the right call.
Yeah.
The Raiders got the first down. They're saying it was post-play. So then it's a 15-yard penalty. It's not a first, and maybe they're thinking it should be first and 25, but that's not the case either. Now we're going to hear from Keith Turner again. Or maybe they've got headset monitors on. So, yeah, hopefully they're not second guessing themselves here. They have the correct call.
Yeah. Should be pretty.
Maybe they're talking about where they should mark it off from, the spot of the foul or the yardage gain line of scrimmage, or the new, what would have been the new line of scrimmage at the 41.
Yeah.
And I think they've got it straight here. All right. Looks like we're about ready to go again. First and 10 for Racine at the 27-yard line, their own, with 3:45 and counting to play here in the first half. Raiders with a narrow 3-zip lead. They've been inside the 10-yard line of the Cowboys twice, have come away with one field goal. Two receivers right, two to the left. Lock a screen pass to Payne. Payne is able to slip one tackle and then is upended up at the 31, maybe 32-yard line. Be a pickup of 4 or 5 here and bring up a second down in medium.
Yeah, and the Raiders, I think, continuing to try to milk the clock. Still, yeah, kind of time running out in this second half with a nice short pass, low risk, high reward, hopefully to kind of end the half on a positive note for the Raiders.
Second down and six as they mark it at the 31 officially. Three receivers off to the right for Locke. He has Hayes to his right, Payne in single coverage, safety over the top on the near side of the field. That's Parchment. Hand off to Hayes. Hayes on a little counter play will get a couple of yards to the 33-yard line. It'll bring up a third down and four for Racine as we have 2.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Raiders hurrying up as they're going to try and see if they can get this snap off and get a free 5 yards, but they're not going to be able to do it as able to get off the field in time was Ezra Harris. Three receivers right, one to the left. Benko in there at running back now as Bibby Davis goes in motion, and he'll move over to the left side and join Payne over there to give the Raiders twin receivers left, and now they're going to move Davis back over to the right. Countdown is about to start from the back, Judge, and now we have a whistle.
2 minute warning, I think.
Yep, 2 minute timeout here. We reached.
That'd be a 2 minute timeout.
And so we will step away. Raiders lead the Cowboys 3-0. It'll be a 3rd and 4 when we come back in 30 seconds. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine, the party's on at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Join them for their grand open house May 2nd through the 4th at 6035 Durand Avenue. Be one of the first 50 people in line Friday or Saturday and win free smoothies for a year. Yeah, you heard right. On Sunday, 50 lucky guests will win free smoothies for a year randomly throughout the day. All weekend long, buy any food item and your smoothie is on the house. Tropical Smoothie Cafe in Racine, where fresh flavor meets serious fun. See you this weekend.
A defensive battle here at historic Horlick Athletic Field in Racine between the top-ranked Racine Raiders and the fourth-ranked Illinois Cowboys. We are at the two-minute timeout here in the second quarter. Racine with a 3-0 lead, and they have a 3rd and 4 at their own 33-yard line. Racine with two timeouts remaining, so they do have some time to be able to move the ball down the field. It will be Cowboys' opportunity to get the football to begin the second half of play. Two receivers each way for Locke. He has Benko to his left. Locke takes. Locke with time. Locke, now the pocket breaks down. Locke is able to escape out of Pegasus' arms. Pump fakes. Throws again. Nearly intercepted as he had Winesbury all over Flores, and it'll bring up fourth down, and with a minute 50 left, Wodak will come out to punt.
Yeah, that was almost a really impressive play by Locke. It still was, being able to escape from a host of Cowboy defenders, but just kind of trying to rifle it into his receiver and almost intercepted.
And it looked like Tom Benko might have been open along the Raiders sideline down around the Cowboys 40-yard line sitting all alone that he got lost, but Locke dealing with all the pressure couldn't see him. Line drive kick by Wodak hit at the 30, picked up at the 22-yard line by Bellamy. Bellamy will bring it up across the 25 to the 27-yard line before Nick Nelson brings him down. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Illinois Cowboys there, but there are flags on the play.
After the kick, we got holding 92 White. It'll be a 10-yard penalty. First down, Cowboys.
Don Holmes flagged for the penalty, so that'll push him back 10 yards. Cowboys will have 98 seconds and just one timeout remaining.
Yeah, and this is a really important drive for both teams, and especially the Raiders, to try to get this stop. You cannot let the Cowboys score as they're going to get the ball to start the second half regardless. Don't want to let them double up and potentially either tie or take the lead after the second quarter.
So it'll be 1st and 10. Cowboys officially, it looks like, at their own 17-yard line. So see what the Cowboys come out looking to do here. Last year, the Raiders defense came up big late in halves in the game. See if they can maybe come up with a big turnover here. to help spark this offense that continues to struggle, though they have played some very tough defenses, and it won't get any easier next week when they travel to Detroit to take on the Detroit Ravens. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Treadwell, quick pass. He's able to connect with King. King, a little spin move, gets away from Holloway initially and will pick up an extra yard up to the 23-yard line, gains 5, and it'll be a second down and 5.
Yeah, a nice tackle by Gaines. And now he's going to have to come off the play because his helmet fell off during that last play.
Yeah, another difference between the NCAA and the NFL. So Holloway leaves, and Stephon Chapman, a newcomer last week to the team, or actually 2 weeks ago, comes into the game. Trips off to the right side, one receiver to the left again for Treadwell. Back to his left. Treadwell with a couple of claps, gets the snap. He's heaving it down the far sideline, and it's incomplete. It was caught by Bellamy, but Bellamy falling backwards, unable to get a foot down, and it'll bring up a third down and 5 as the Cowboys went for the big hitter and looked like they were going to get it.
Yeah, that was a lucky break from by the Raiders to that he was out of bounds. He got not wide open, but it was a huge play down the field. Couldn't get a foot in bounds.
43 ticks of the clock to go here. A third down and 5 for the Cowboys. Bellamy and King over the left side again, having found something there. Moore and Whitaker off to the right for Treadwell. Treadwell, pressure coming, throwing middle of the field. He's able to connect with Whitaker, and Whitaker's taken down at the 36-yard line. It'll be a pickup of 13 and a first down, but there is a flag down.
Personal foul. Roughing the passer, number 2, Black.
And another penalty against Racine that'll tack on 15 yards, and now the Illinois Cowboys are in business as they'll be on Racine's side of the field here, Ian. Another 15-yard penalty against the Raiders.
Yeah, that's just killer. You thought Racine was going to have a chance to maybe even get the ball back before the second half, but now you're just hoping that the Cowboys don't score before the second quarter's over. And that looked like Treadwell was trying to give it to one of his receivers, was trying to get rid of the ball, but it was caught by, I believe that was Moore, and was able to get a first down plus the 15 yards for roughing the passer.
Two receivers each way now, first and 10 for Illinois at the Raiders' 49-yard line. Treadwell with a back to his right. One timeout remaining for Illinois. Treadwell looking to his right. Treadwell, he's going to run with it. Treadwell is going to step out of bounds on the near sideline at the Raiders' 41-yard line. As he picks up 8, it'll bring up a 2nd and 2, but stops the clock here, Ian, and they don't have to use the timeout.
Yeah, they only have one timeout left. And as you've been mentioning, it is college rule, so they're going to, whenever they get a first down, that'll also stop the clock momentarily. So definitely a chance for the Cowboys to score some points before halftime.
Cowboys have it at the Racine 41-yard line now. 2nd down and 2. Treadwell spending a lot of time getting this play call before bringing it into the huddle. J.D. Hardy talking with the back judge, having a little bit of a conversation back there.
2nd and 2 for the Cowboys.
Moore will go off to the left side with Bellamy. King and Whitaker to the right side. Irving will be a little bit in front of Treadwell and to his right. On a 2nd and 2. Pump fakes to the left. Going deep. And that is broken up as he was looking again for Bellamy deep. And that is Chan Island out there. Channing Schultz, the safety that's able to rush over there and knock that away at the last moment.
Yeah, really nice job by the Raiders. I think you're going to see it's zone coverage. So the other Raider is passed off to Schultz, and Schultz is able to break it up. Nice job by him. To not let that would have been a huge play for the Cowboys.
23 ticks left here in the first half. Now a third and two for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'd say just do 15. Third and two for the Cowboys.
Two receivers each way on third and two for the Illinois Cowboys at the Racine 41-yard line. Treadwell with Irving in the backfield. Raiders showing blitz. Treadwell, maybe audibly. Treadwell takes, has a little trouble with the snap, has time, finds his receiver, and that is complete to Whitaker down to the 28-yard line, and they'll have to use their final timeout here with 16 seconds left to go as they pick up 13 on the completion, and we will step away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkel, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Illinois Cowboys will have the opportunity to get the football to begin the second half of play, but before we get to that point, they're threatening here. They have a first and 10 at the Racine 28, although they did use their final time out there.
Yeah, it'll be really important for Racine to get a stop here. If they can't just allow no points at all, at least a field goal, definitely no touchdowns. If you're, that's got to be the message that's going from the coaching staff to the Raiders defense.
Both these teams' defenses have shown up. The offenses have gotten some work done. The Raiders have been inside the 10 twice here tonight, but just 3 points. Treadwell, quick snap, throwing it up for Whitaker. And great defense out there by Dalton as he knocks it away along the Raiders' near sideline. Whitaker looking for a flag. And as you see him arguing it, the official says no, and it'll bring up a second and 10 with 10 to play.
Yeah, that was just really good coverage by Corey Dalton. There's I think we talked a lot about the front seven from the Raiders, but really the secondary has been really good in these last couple of plays. We had the breakup by Chang Schultz a couple of plays ago, and then that time by Corey Dalton.
And J.D. Hardy over there as well on that one. 10 ticks left. The Raiders can get them down in bounds. That will likely end the first half. Justin Benko calling for the crowd to get loud. Three receivers to the left, one off to the right side. Treadwell has Irving to his right. Raiders just bring four and they get some pressure. Treadwell is able to escape a tackle, and the flag comes out, and he's pushed out of bounds at the 24-yard line, but it's going to be a hold.
Hold it. 7-7 White.
Jeffrey Flanagan flagged for the hold with 3 seconds left here. That'll push the Cowboys back 10, and they'll be back at the 38-yard line of Racine now. Now you're throw it to the end zone and hope if you're the Cowboys.
Yeah, they've had a couple of deep passes. They're trying to have some deep passes, but Racine's been really good at breaking those up. And you're going to have one more chance as we close out the first half.
Throw it up situation here for the Illinois Cowboys at the end of the first half. 3 seconds left if you're the Raiders. Penalties have been hurting them the last couple of weeks, including here tonight. You got to make sure you don't have a defensive penalty here that will extend the half. Three receivers to the left, one to the right for Treadwell. Irving to his right. Racine in a pretty normal zone defense, it looks like here. Treadwell under pressure from Lemke, rolls out to his left. He's going to throw it to the end zone, and it's going to be intercepted by Justin Benko to end the first half at the 5-yard line. And the Raiders defense holds a defensive battle going into halftime as the Racine Raiders muster just a field goal. A 36-yarder by Brady Wodak. That is the scoring in the first half as they lead the Illinois Cowboys 3-0 here at historic Horlick Athletic Field. We are going to step away for a minute, and then we're going to bring it back with an interview I did with offensive coordinator Jeffrey Schick. We'll take another minute break, and we'll bring it back for stats from the first half of play. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
We're at halftime of the Racine Raiders game against the Illinois Cowboys, and today we're celebrating the 1995 Racine Raiders championship team, national championship team, 30-year anniversary of that. And joining me to talk about that a little bit is Racine Raiders board member, general manager, offensive coordinator, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, Jeffrey Schick. And Jeff, that 1995 team, you had an opportunity to be a part of that. What was it like to be able to claim that title?
Yeah, that was my rookie year playing for the Raiders. So, I really had nothing to compare it against other in terms of my Raider career at that time. But it was, I mean, obviously a great experience in terms of being able to join the Raiders that year, work through that season, which was also the first season in a new league. So a new experience for everyone, and really experience the community getting behind that team as we progress through the season and building, and then ultimately culminating out in Massachusetts and Marlboro with that championship game. So, I mean, it still is one of the best experiences of my life in terms of for a football perspective. It was fantastic in terms of an ability to bond and make lifelong friends, and really drove home some incredible memories that, you know, kind of cemented my passion for this organization for 30 years now.
And several of those folks are still involved with the team to this day, either on the coaching staff, on the board, or in multiple capacities like yourself. So that is really something that's kind of held throughout time, is that commitment to the organization with folks from the team, that team.
Yeah, obviously, you know, head coach Wilbur Kennedy, with his long, illustrious career with the Raiders as a player, as a coach. Our board president, Matt Nelson, was on that team, had played for several years before that, but was on the 1995 team, continues his lifelong passion to be a part of the Raiders and really continue to keep the organization at the top, at the upper echelon of comparative organizations around the country. Mike Baldwin, Ice, was a rookie with me that year in 95, and on the coaching staff still. And then others that, you know, come in and out in times. Some of our advisory board members, Greg Fichtum, Greg Urchell, that continue to be engaged with the Raiders, you know, three decades later. So there's a lot of individuals, and not only through winning, but just I think, again, because of the bond we create with each other and with this community, continue to support and find ways to ensure that the Raiders organization continues.
Now, that 1995 team, you've had a chance to be a part of a few national championship teams here as a coach and board member. What are some things that have changed on the landscape at this level, but in the 30 years that you've kind of noticed, maybe a couple of the biggest things?
Yeah, so one, I think the blend between football and real life, so to speak, has changed a little bit in terms of that balance. As you know, back back in my day, but you know, 30 years ago, we practiced twice a week, and early in the season we practiced three times a week, you know, Tuesday, Thursday, and then a little bit on Saturday mornings as to get ready for the season. Now we cut one of those out, so early season it's twice a week, it's once. So it makes it a little bit different, you know, in terms of the blend and the ability, from a coaching staff, you know, to affect things. So that's a little bit different. The game of football has changed quite a bit. You know, we try and be modern and incorporate new concepts in terms of how we're designing our defensive scheme and our offensive schemes has evolved. I think the fans would hopefully see some consistency between the experience for being at the game is one, to see high quality football that we put on the field, and two, to be in an environment that is supported not only by the Raiders, but by the city of Racine in terms of facility upgrades, what we're able to do for fans, such as your you know, live stream broadcast for those that can't be there in person. Has changed. But the core of it really becomes, you know, on a Saturday evening, watching some quality football, some great food from the concession stand, with your neighbors and friends from around the area that also choose to come to the game. I think we still continue to have a lot of fans that are regulars, and that find that incorporating Racine Raider football on Saturday nights in the summer is, you know, the way they like to spend a lot of their weekends.
With the travel that the Raiders have had to do the last couple of years, with being in the Gridiron Developmental Football League, now the Players Football Association, has that brought back any memories, talking about, you know, having to go out to Marlboro and those sorts of things, especially 2 years ago, having to go to New York and then D.C. in back-to-back weeks to be able to really claim that national championship? Did that bring back any memories for you, or any dreads of those long trips?
Yeah. Great question. And, you know, I think in all honesty, I think, from the last 4 years that I've been, an assistant coach and offensive coordinator with the Raiders, I think in comparison, we traveled more back in that, specifically the mid to late 90s. You know, we had a league that was in the upper Midwest, including Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, Illinois, Wisconsin, and we would have home and homes with these teams. So with Kokomo, Indiana would come to us, we would go to Kokomo, Indiana. Same with Columbus, Ohio, same with some of the Michigan teams. So we had more travel, more balanced schedules, so to speak. This year we're traveling four times. And then again, when you get into postseason, you never know exactly where you're going to go and how it's going to wind up. So, you know, but the memories, some of the best memories we have when we get together with, you know, fellow veterans from the Raiders that play together, the stories come from the road trips. You know, the stories come from Saturday nights after the game in Louisville, you know, the drive to and from Detroit in order to make it back to Racine before last call at a local establishment, you know, things like that is what we remember, what we talk about. Those road trips really kind of cement relationships. I thought this would never be true when people told me, but I don't remember the final scores in specific plays within games as much as, you know, the stuff that happened either before or after the game with teammates, either in celebrations or in the travel experiences, things like that. Those are the stories that resonate and we talk about more than actual games.
All right, Jeff. Well, thanks for taking a few minutes with us to be able to
kind of draw a line between 1995 as we honor that national championship team and 2025 here during halftime of the Illinois Cowboys game.
Thank you for having me.
When we come back, we will have stats for you and the start of the second half. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
People often wonder, what's the difference? Well, let me tell you what's different about Educators Credit Union. We're more than just a financial institution. We're a team actively invested in the next generation and in the communities where you live and work. We're in classrooms teaching financial literacy, in neighborhoods building homes and relationships, and in local communities lending a helping hand. We believe when communities thrive, we all thrive. Educators Credit Union, achieving more together.
You love your mom and dad, and they've always been there for you, always taking care of you. But now they could use a hand, and sometimes more help than you can provide. Thankfully, they're Senior Helpers, experts in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care. We can help you transition from a hospital stay to home, or just help your loved one with assistance with their everyday needs. Visit seniorhelpers.com to learn more. Discover why Senior Helpers is senior care, only better.
Number one, Racine Raiders. Number four, Illinois Cowboys at the half. For those of you watching the live video stream, you see the score. For those of you listening on WRJN, it is 3-0 in favor of the Racine Raiders. And Ian, a very defensive game here today.
Yeah, we mentioned both defenses, really good. Yeah, it's been really good. Both teams have kind of gotten some stuff going on offense, especially the Raiders have a couple of possessions in the red zone, but really not able to finish any drives, not able to get any touchdowns. Definitely something that both teams are going to want to start doing in the second half.
Yeah, look at the stats, team stats. Illinois Cowboys, 6 first downs to just 4 for Racine. 3 of 6 on third down for the Cowboys, 2 of 6 for Racine. 8 rushes for 18 yards, a 2.3 yard per carry average for the Cowboys, 12 for -6 for Racine. Now keep in mind, sack yardage loss counts against rushing yardage, so that's where you see that negative. Passing 8 of 15 with 1 interception, 53%, 77 total yards for the Cowboys, 7 of 12, 58%. For 55 yards for Racine. 1 sack for 13 yards for the Cowboys. Racine has been sacked 3 times or have 3 sacks for 12 yards. 7 penalties for 60 yards for the Illinois Cowboys. 3 for 55 for the Raiders. Raiders with 2 fumbles. They have not lost either one. 3 punts for a 34-yard average for the Cowboys, 2 for a 44.5-yard average for Racine, and time of possession pretty much even, 31 to 14-29. You want to go, can you pull up individual, sorry, my PDF, Ian, if you got individual stats, you want to go through some of those for both teams for me?
Yeah, so for... the Illinois Cowboys were starting off Caleb Treadwell, quarterback, 8 for 15 passing, 59 yards, 1 interceptions, no touchdowns, yet a long 23-yard pass. As for the Raiders, Andre Locke Jr., 7 of 12 from the pocket, 61 yards, no touchdowns, and no interceptions. He had that big 31-yard pass, one of the first plays of the game. On the rushing side for the Cowboys, we have Jalen Irving with one attempt, 3 yards. Caleb Treadwell, the quarterback, has 6 attempts, 16 yards for him. And Jared Bartolome, one rush for, and he lost a yard on that. As for the Raiders, Rashawn Heron, three rushes, 3 yards. Andre Locke Jr., 4 rushes, and a net of 0 yards. Counting against him is that fumble we talked about earlier when the snap went over his head. Another fumble was Nick Nelson, who recovered. He is charged with a rush where he lost 18 yards. Jason Kelly with a rush and a yard. Howard Triplett with a rush and 4 yards. And Travis Hayes with 2 rushes and 4 yards. Moving on to receiving, Jalen Irving for the Cowboys, one catch for 1 yard, one catch for a loss of 6 yards, sorry. Darrell King with three catches for 13 yards on 5 targets. Denzel Whitaker with three catches on 4 targets for 29 yards. And John Moore has 1 catch for 23 yards. Moving on to the Raiders, they kind of spread the wealth a little bit. Rashawn Heron has 1 catch for 31 yards. Bobby Rowalinski, 1 catch for 3 yards. Jordan Payne has 3 catches for 13 yards. Ian Gaines has a catch for 7 yards. Bibby Davis has 1 catch, but didn't get any yards from that. And Howard Triplett has 1 catch for 7 yards.
And then defensively, if you want to take a look at those briefly,
moving on to the highlights there. Yeah, moving on to defense. Illinois, Eddie Robinson has 3 tackles, including a sack. He's been kind of the catalyst on defense for the Cowboys. Also, Joshua White has 3 tackles as well, including a tackle. Not a tackle for a loss. And also, Eddie Robinson, who I mentioned earlier, has one forced fumble. For the Raiders, Gary Young Jr., he had that big hit early in the game. That's a sack. He also has 2 other tackles, including a one tackle for loss. That was a 7.5-yard loss enforced by Gary Young Jr. Corey Dalton, two tackles. Chang Schultz had 2 tackles in addition to that big pass breakup. Corey Dalton also had a pass breakup towards the end of the half. And Elvin Turner with 2 tackles as well.
Thank you, sir. Why don't we take a look at our active body fitness trivia question, if Todd can bring that up. And our trivia question, the Racine Raiders went 17-1 in 1995. Who was the only team to beat them? We will let you know the answer in the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. Don Wadowitz and Ian Goldstein, along with Andrew Chish on the sidelines. Our crew here, our production crew, Todd Andresen, our director and producer. Aaron Nance, our on-field cam. Dave Zuper, he's getting the break from outside. He's in the booth on one of the high cams. And then Nick Atta and Tyler Sorensen, our other 2 camera folks for you. Jack Redlin, if you're following the live stats online, he's doing those. Squidly McCabe, he is handling that scoreboard bug that you see at the top of your screen if you're joining us on the live stream. And then we also have Sam Champagne and Quinn O'Brien here. Quinn, if you're following on Instagram, he is handling the stories. And Jeremy Wozerick, who's not here tonight, but he is handling the other social media from remote in Bootown, Baraboo. And Evan Witalison on assignment, which is why I'm joined by Ian here tonight. And I haven't messed up yet with Ian and Evan. I was worried about that coming in, Ian.
You've done a great job. A-plus so far.
Brady Wodak on to kickoff, and the second half is underway. Racine with a 3-0 lead as we get underway. Ball is fielded back at the 10-yard line. Flag comes out. Little spin move by Davis, and Davis is taken down at the 18-yard line, and we'll have to see another yellow hanky on the field here. And we will wait to hear from referee Keith Turner. It looks like initial indication against the Cowboys.
Holden, number 93 on the return team. 10-yard penalty, first down.
Kewan Willis flagged for that one, and that will push the Illinois Cowboys back as they will now have it back at their 8-yard line, first and 10 from there.
And we were kind of talking about at the end of the first half, this kind of end of first half, beginning the second sequence where the Cowboys have the ball consecutively is huge. Raiders were able to stop Illinois and mop up them score to either tie or take the lead towards as we got to halftime. Not an opportunity for the Raiders to do the same here is, you know, and maybe even get a safety. They're inside their own 10, the Cowboys are. They had a safety last week in their game against Flag City, so let's see if they can make it two in a row.
And it'll be a 9-yard penalty, half the distance, so the Cowboys will start with it. First and 10 from their own 9-yard line. Twin receivers each way for Treadwell and a back to his right. Raiders showing blitz. They back off. Treadwell with time. Steps up. Pocket collapses. And he's going to run into the arms of Cameron Hall. He will pick up a couple of yards to the 11-yard line to bring up a second down and 8 as Treadwell shows his escapability a little bit like Houdini there.
Yeah, we've talked all night about that Raiders front four with Hall, Williams, Higgins, Graham, Young, etc. But Treadwell was able to escape for at least a couple yards there to avoid a sack.
Just underway in the second half. 3-0 the Racine lead, holding on to a narrow field goal lead. Raiders had been in the red zone twice, inside the 10 twice, as we look at Uno on the sideline, getting ready for his opportunity to lead this offense for the first time in the second half. Three receivers to the left, handoff. And a little bit of running room, slipping a tackle is Irving, and Irving will turn what looked to be very little into a nice gain of about 6 yards to bring up a third down and 2.
Yeah, and one of the things we've seen almost all game for the Raiders is employing 5 defensive linemen, kind of matching up one-on-one with each of the Cowboys' offensive linemen. And that, one of the things that really does is it prevents the Cowboys from really creating any double teams and creating any holes for their runners, and that time that would have gone for a much longer gain had they created any more holes.
The single wide out to the right, that is Bellamy, trips off to the left side for Treadwell. He has Irving to his left. Third and 2 at their own 17-yard line for the Cowboys. Treadwell under immediate pressure, rolls out to his left. Treadwell dumps it off, throws it high for Moore. Treadwell hit hard by Arian Ivey along the near sideline. They'll bring up fourth down, and the punt team led by Boyce Allen comes out for the Cowboys.
Yeah, and kind of going back to that defense, nice job by the Raiders to kind of flush out Treadwell out of the pocket and make him throw across his body on his unfamiliar left-handed side. And he's able to almost throw an interception. That was kind of a lofty air. Like kind of a lofty pass that could have been intercepted. Fortunate there was an incompletion, and now the Cowboys are going to be forced to punt.
Dalton and Norwood back deep, ever dangerous returners for Racine. Will Norwood has come up big in these sorts of situations multiple times over the past decade plus for Racine. And we have a timeout on the field waiting to see what it is, as Kevin Burridge, the head coach, was talking to the side official, and now we're ready. Standing at his 5, to punt is Allen. Line of scrimmage, the 17. Line drive kick. Dalton muffs it at the 49, and Dalton will fall on it back at the 41-yard line of Racine. 42-yard punt is what it'll go down as for Allen, and Racine will start with it. Still good field position, but not nearly as good as what it could have been there.
Yeah, we talked earlier about those unforced errors, those mistakes by the Raiders. We had those two early fumbles. We talked about the penalties. That was almost another disastrous fumble there, and trying to gotta clean that up as we enter the second half against the number 4 team in the country. Can't make those kind of mistakes.
Woodland off to the left side, Payne off to the right. One safety over the top for the Cowboys. That's Parchman. Now Payne in motion from the right side over to the left. Tight end on the right side of the formation is Flores. Hand off to Heron, and Heron, very little running room, is able to pound his way ahead for a gain of just a yard. It'll bring up a second down and 9 for Racine.
And we talked about the running game for the Raiders. I haven't really been able to get much going either last week. This, same story this week. I wouldn't be surprised if the Raiders are going to try to establish the run here, or try to at least, and kind of keep the Cowboys guessing on offense.
Saw defensive coordinator Pete Dietz with his defense on the sideline there. Same formation. as Payne again goes from right to left in motion. Hand off to Heron. Heron dancing around the backfield, lowers the shoulders, and again plows his way forward, but it's like trying to go through a wet snow with these white jerseys of the Illinois Cowboys. Gets just a yard. It'll bring up a 3rd and 8.
Yeah, we talked, like I said last play, we talked about the trenches, and it looked like well, that time the Cowboys were showing blitz, trying to plug up all the holes, not allow a big run from the Raiders, and that time it worked.
Raiders trying to reestablish that run to start the second half, and the Illinois Cowboys say, nope, not happening, not right now. Two receivers right, one off to the left side for Locke, as he has Heron to his left on a 3rd down and 8 from their own 43 for Racine. Locke with time, pocket breaks down, and Locke is going to get wrapped up and brought down back at the 35-yard line, and the Cowboys probably lucky that a yellow flag didn't come out there as somebody kind of jumped on the pile, and it'll end up being a loss of 3 yards back to the 38 and bring up 4th and 13, or make that 5 and bring up 4th and 13 with 11 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Wodak punting. That wind has started to pick up a little bit again, blowing into his face here. Cowboys come after it. Wodak's kick is hauled in at the 27-yard line by Bellamy, and Bellamy's taken down at the 32 by Rico Flores. And it'll be 1st and 10 for the Cowboys there.
Really nice tackle there by Bellamy to not let the returner escape. Kind of wrap him up by his shoes. And able to stop what could have been a bigger return for the Cowboys.
And with Justin Benko out there at linebacker, it looks like Elvin Turner might be done for the game. Looks like he might be in street clothes on the sideline. That a huge loss in the middle of this defense for this Raiders D. But that does move Gary Young back to the middle. And this is the starting linebacking core from a year ago with Arian Ivey and Justin Benko at the outsides and Young at the middle linebacker position.
What a luxury for the Raiders defense to have a player like Gary Young who could play so effectively from both the inside and the outside at the linebacker position.
Three receivers left, one to the right for Treadwell. A back to his right. Treadwell looking to pass, has time, throwing to the far sideline, connects with Bellamy, and Dalton takes him down immediately, but Bellamy has enough for the first down, gets just past the chains, and they move him here on the Cowboys' second drive of this second half.
Yeah, so a chess match all night between Bellamy and Dalton. And that time Bellamy won, but I want to credit Corey Dalton for kind of being on him really tight, not allowing a larger gain.
Bartelamy in there at running back for the Cowboys with 10 minutes to play here in our third quarter. They have it 1st and 10 at their own 43-yard line. Bellamy lined up again in single coverage with Dalton on the far side of the field, trips over to the near side. Bartelamy moves to the right side of Treadwell in the backfield. Treadwell working out of the pistol. Treadwell, quick snap, hits it to John Moore on the screen pass, and he's taken down by Justin Benko, but he'll get up to the 49-yard line, picks up 6, and it'll bring up a 2nd down and 4 for the Cowboys.
That could have been trouble for the Raiders. Looked like the receiver Moore had a pretty wide opening headed on that screen pass, but nice job by Benko to get off his blocker and get the tackle.
9:15 to play in the third quarter. A 3-zip Racine lead, second drive of the second half for the Illinois Cowboys, and their offense looking a bit better here. King and Whitaker, along with Moore, off to the right side. Bellamy in single coverage on Chan Island now on the near side of the field as Treadwell has Bartelamy in the backfield. He's going to audible now. Over to the trip side. He's talking to Moore. Treadwell with some time. Pocket breaks down. Justin Benko there along with Cordero Williams for the sack for Racine. Back inside the 40. They'll say right to the 40, a loss of 9, and it'll bring up a 3rd and 13.
Really impressive play there by Justin Benko. You're going to see here right there, number 2. And they snap the ball. He's going to kind of go right around the offensive line, not even touched by anyone, gets right to the quarterback Treadwell for a important sack and forces a 3rd and long for the Cowboys.
DeAndre Yates got burned by the linebacker there. 8 minutes to go here in the 3rd quarter, a 3rd and 14 for the Cowboys back at their own 40-yard line. 3 receivers off to the right side, Bellamy in single coverage with Schultz on the near side of the field, double safety help over the top. And Raiders might take a timeout. It looked like there's some, no, it's going to be a delay of game.
Flag offense.
The way it was looking, Arian Ivey was kind of looking around and had his palms to the air, Ian. And then I thought Racine maybe took a timeout, but the Cowboys ran out of time on the play clock there, and they'll move back 5 yards, and that'll make this 3rd and 23 now.
Yeah, we talked about a lot about the mistakes and penalties at the beginning of the game for the Raiders. Cowboys really haven't been that much better at it. I think that's their 8th penalty of the game, if I have that right, maybe 9th. 9th penalty for 75 yards, so definitely been a problem for both teams. While Alonzo on the field.
Make it a 3rd and 18. 3 receivers right. Bellamy in single coverage on the near side of the field. Treadwell in trouble. He's escaping to the left side. On the near sideline, and Gary Young stepping up, and he steps out of bounds at the 42-yard line. They pick up 7, but the Cowboys are going to be forced to punt. And there is a Raider player down, and that is Justin Benko, slow to get up, and that would hurt this Raiders defense, as they are already without Turner, and now Benko being attended to on the field.
You like to get the stop there for the Raiders, but more importantly, you want to make sure that Benko's okay.
Justin Benko. He's not putting any pressure on that left leg as he's being helped off by our athletic trainers from the doctors of physical therapy, and Dr. Sean Tracy there as well, observing as we await the punt here. Why don't we take one final look at our active body trivia question before we give you the answer in the 4th quarter. As the 1995 team went 17-1, who is the only team to beat them? Active body fitness trivia. Exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chances of injury to keep you on track. The next one we show you will be the answer to that question in the 4th quarter. Boyce Allen on to punt for Illinois with 7:15 to play in the 3rd quarter. Kick is angled towards Will Norwood, and Norwood gets out of the way of it at the last moment, and it'll be downed at the 23-yard line. So that'll go down as a 35-yard punt, and Racine will get it 1st and 10 at their own 23. And now can this offense help out the great play of their defense and give this team a little bit of breathing room here, Ian, is the question.
Yeah, we've seen the last couple of possessions, the Cowboys haven't really been able to get too much going, but they have gotten a couple first downs. More than you can say for the Raiders, then they really have kind of put something on the board, at least a field goal, to kind of, like you said, give a little bit of cushion for the vaunted Raiders defense, especially after that injury from Benko. You know, you don't know when and if he's going to be able to return.
As you see them taking a look at Justin Benko on the sideline, Locke has Tom Benko to his right, twin receivers off to the right side. Benko takes a handoff, goes off of left tackle, and the Cowboys do a good job of stretching that out. It'll be a gain of 2 and bring up a 2nd down, maybe 3, 2nd down and 7 for Racine.
Trying to get some other people involved. That was Benko's first carry of the game. trying to get something going in the run game.
Yeah, they have a lot of backs in that stable, even with the injuries. Still a lot of running backs that they can turn to here to try and get a spark. Trips just off the line on the left side. Woodland in single coverage on the near side of the field. No safety help to Woodland's side. Locke with Benko to his left. Locke under immediate pressure. Dumps it off to Revelinski. Revelinski with that staple stiff arm. Buys him a couple more yards. The 31-yard line picks up six. And it'll leave it at a 3rd-and-2 for Racine.
Really good job there by the Raiders offensive line to pick up that blitz by the Cowboys. And a nice job by Andre Locke to get the ball out in time for set up a 3rd-and-2.
Trips right off that line on the left side again. Benko to the right of Locke. Woodland with safety help moving over to the right side. Handoff goes to Benko. Benko, a good hard run, gets the first down, falls over the defender up to the 38-yard line, a gain of six, and Racine moves the chains.
And he's pumped up because he knows that was a big first down for his team. Just trying to move the ball. No, don't need to hit a home run here. Just want to enforce your energy and get the mentality back to running football down the Cowboys' throats.
5:15 to go here as Benko is a few yards behind Locke in the backfield. Single wideouts each way. High snap. Locke, a good job of getting it down, not messing up the timing. And Benko breaking through the wall of white jerseys. And he'll get up to the 44-yard line, a pickup of six. He has been a jolt of electricity for this offense right now. And it'll be 2nd-and-4, Racine.
So far, the Raiders have been looking for answers to solve the Cowboys' defense. And
we have flags, and it's going to be movement against Racine, it looks like.
Well, sir, offense, number 58, 5-yard penalty.
So they were trying to pick up a penalty for too many men on the field, hurried that up a little too much, and it ends up costing Racine, and now it'll be a 2nd-and-9 for the Raiders.
But overall, it's been a really positive drive for Racine. Benko has been kind of been the answer so far to solving the Cowboys' run defense. And I expect them to kind of get him the ball the rest of the drive if the Cowboys can't find an answer to him.
4.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. A 3-0 Racine lead over the Illinois Cowboys in a battle of number 1 and number 4 in the country. Locke fakes the handoff, and the screen pass is intercepted. That was read perfectly by Devontae Jones, and it's going to be Cowboys football as he dove in and picked that one off on the screen, and the Cowboys have it deep in Raiders territory for the first time tonight at their 36-yard line as we take another look at this one.
Yeah, you just got to tip your cap to Devontae Jones. He just read that play like a book, just kind of knowing exactly what his man, Jaquez Woodland, was supposed to do, and just stepped in, made the interception, and now a big opportunity for the Cowboys offense to try and get some points.
Cowboys were in this area in one drive in the first half. They weren't able to capitalize. Raiders defense was able to hold. Will they be able to do it again with a 3-0 lead with 4:07 to play in the third quarter?
1st-and-10 for the Cowboys.
Moving from the defensive end position to an outside linebacker spot is Cameron Hall. That means that you have the UW-Whitewater football alums on each end on the defensive line, and Graham and Lemke. Treadwell, ball on the ground, picks it up, gets it out to Moore on that screen pass. Moore goes through it. J.D. Hardy tackle. Ball may be loose. He may have lost the football. Who came up with it? It looks like it was the Cowboys able to recover near the first down.
Yeah, and the Cowboys trying to get on the outside, get the ball to their weapons. You see there, they're getting it to John Moore using his speed and also his size to kind of bulldoze through J.D. Hardy and got a nice gain.
And it looked like he was down before the ball came out. Gary Young with the tackle, just short of the first down. It'll be a second down and one on a pickup of 9. Ball now at the Racine 27-yard line with 3:15 to play here in this third quarter. As you look at defensive coordinator Pete Dietz, looking over his defense, some looking for someone to step up with a big play here. They did it many times a year ago. Can they find that magic again this year? Treadwell with trips to the right. Ball on the turf again. Treadwell able to pick it up. In trouble. He's going to toss it, but he was not out of the pocket. He went backwards. Nobody was in the area. They're going to talk about it. I think that's got to be intentional grounding.
Yeah, I don't know. I was obviously way over the head of John Moore, but he was there. From a bird's eye view, it looked like it was an accurate pass, but we're not out of bird's eye view.
The side judge had pulled out his flag like he was ready to throw it. We have no indication yet. The officials are talking. Ball wasn't past the line of scrimmage either. Didn't get it to the line. And they're going to huddle up.
Another thing to look at, regardless of it, of that's intentional grounding or not, is Brandon Saliba, the center for the Cowboys. That's two consecutive low snaps. They're going to throw the flag.
Intentional grounding. Number 7, offense.
Now that's a spot foul, I believe. Loss of down and spot foul. This should be all the way back around.